And yeah, now I'm tracking the MEC of the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport. That's MEC Tomo. Hope to connect with him and just touch base on some of the projects that will saturate the MEC. And I believe he does join us now on the line. MEC Tomo, good evening. Really appreciate you making time.
Evening, Musa, and greetings to yourselves and the listeners at home.
MEC, thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us. You know, proper road infrastructure contributes to the heartbeat of the nation's economy, particularly around the tourism attraction areas, more so now that we are in the festive season and many people will be taking the pleasures of somewhat visiting ideal destination. Maybe let's touch those particular points before we continue with our conversation. What has the department been doing in the province to improve tourism routes, largely in the road network of the province?
No, thanks, Musa, once more, and thanks for this critical question. Musa, we have identified the tourism network as a vital network in the province for, of course, obvious socio-economic benefits. And hence, the department in its strategic planning in October, we took a resolution to establish a tourism route improvement program. This program seeks to deal specifically with intervention on all the roads that are categorized as tourism routes. Moreover, we took a resolution that this program will need to be specific and be clear in terms of its action plan and timelines, hence therefore established this program. So we now in the process of a consultation with the stakeholders, especially in the tourism sector, in order to establish their performance expectation from them. This financial year alone, we started with the rehabilitation of the Sebi to Hazy View. We are also aiming to complete the resealing of the Haskop to Three Rondavels Road and Hazy View to Kruger and Mpumalanga Road.
Yeah. MEC, late in the month of August 2024, the department met with the mining houses in order to somewhat foster a positive working environment. Kindly take us through on some of the key outcomes of those engagements and those meetings.
Well, Musa, thanks. I think this is one critical aspect because we have been calling for collaborative efforts on fostering collaboration with the different sectors, particularly the private sector. The meeting actually which took place in August, highlighted the crucial need for maintaining the heavy haul corridors and the establishment of a cluster committee to tackle associated challenges in the heavy haul corridors and develop effective solutions. Building on this momentum, therefore, we will continue and expand this engagement to a broader forum to facilitate more comprehensive interventions on the heavy haul corridors throughout the province. This collaborative approach will ensure sustainable focus on addressing the complex issues affecting our road network, driving progress and improvement. So we had a very successful meeting, which the reason for us tomorrow to do this certain unveiling, it is one of the results of that particular meeting which took place in Johannesburg somewhere in August.
Interesting, and I'm glad that you've already segued way into tomorrow. I understand that the department will be conducting then the site handover of P171 road between Mashishing and the Rosen Canal within the Tabachwe local municipality. Kindly tell us more about that particular project, because you say that it somewhat emanated from the engagements you've already had with some of the mining community that are based in Johannesburg's offices there.
Yes, indeed. We are tomorrow doing the site handover as a clear demonstration of what can be achieved when the private sector collaborating with the department to improve our road infrastructure. The project will entail the rehabilitation of road P171 /1, which is known as 577, which is between Mashishing and Rosenthal. The six mines are collaborating or are contributing 60% of the project cost, and us as the department will be contributing 40%. And I must indicate, Musa, that had it been the department alone it was going to take us some time to complete this project, but that we are in a collaborating a process with the different mines, especially the six mines that have come forth. We are likely to complete this project within the anticipated time frame or schedule.
And I've noted that MEC on the same day, which is tomorrow, the department will subsequently also embark on the Gubunya Litfuli program. How is the program looking like, or how is it going so far within the province? And again, how is it being implemented?
Well, Mosa, this program is a program which I produced when I arrived in the office. It's one of the flagship programs for the department, which has proven to be effective. We are in this program trying to assist municipalities, because you'll understand that municipalities in the main are struggling with the tools of trade, and there has been an outcry in many municipalities in the province, in particularly Tabache and other municipalities. We stayed in Kondo, we went to in Kangala, Emakareni, we are now in Tabache. It's going to be a rotational program which I have developed to assist municipalities. And of course, we are not going to be abandoning our own work of concentrating in our own roads. So we are assisting municipalities, and it has been proven that this program is effective. At some point, we do have the premier during this program, but tomorrow is not going to be with us. So next Monday, we'll be in the local municipality trying to assist them with patching of potholes, recovering, and so on and so forth. So we ordinarily take 2 weeks in each municipality across the province. It's a rotational program, like I just indicated. So we will be there tomorrow, immediately after the short turning or the site handover, with the entire staff that is working in that particular space.
You know, last week I've noticed also through the channels of the department that you were in KwaZulu-Natal, largely on the construction summit. I'm interested to find out, MEC, what are some of the highlights that, you know, might have saturated, that particular presentation you made in KwaZulu-Natal at the construction summit, and also maybe key takeaways you can share.
Well, Mosa, the summit was one of the very informative summits, which were actually sharing experiences in different provinces in relation to construction site disruptions, including effective practices, and to further, of course, collaboration among stakeholders to tackle these challenges. This includes the need to engage our communities on the role of the involvement of parties and expectation. The summit also resolved to communicate a strong message that illegal disruptions of construction sites will not be tolerated by government, industries, and different groups in society. So we resolved on developing actionable plans aimed at addressing the issue of site disruption. The involvement of SAPS through the Minister of Police in the summit enabled us to formulate a comprehensive response as government to deal with this disruption. So you would know that the country, South Africa, in Mpumalanga, is actually not immune to the challenges of construction sites being disrupted. We have Parliamentary Village here in Eshanzeni, we have Mkondo Boarding School. We have many projects that are being on daily basis being disrupted by people who are characterizing themselves as people of foreign, which are being characterized as construction mafias. But others, they masquerade as genuine business people, whereas they are not genuine, but a construction mafia. So we were developing some kind of a construction plan. I mean, rather a plan, comprehensive plan in responding to all these challenges. But of course, sharing good experiences with the other provinces. So we have learned a lot, and we are now going to sharing this information with the MEC for safety security, because the acting commissioner was part of that station. So we're going to be having a one-on-one as part of developing our own provincial plan now to respond to this crisis which we are confronted with.
Without a doubt, MEC, really appreciate you making time to speak to us. All the best ahead of tomorrow and many other programs of the department.
Thanks a lot, Musa, and thanks for this interview. I think the air that we are still solid. And
really appreciate that. You reaffirming, you know, those relations. MEC, really appreciate you making time. There you have it, Mpumalanga. It's the MEC of the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport, MEC Tula Sizwe Tomo, talking to us around the many projects that have saturated the department, largely looking into the rollout of the road infrastructure, particularly in the tourism routes. And we also touched on the partnership that the MEC has forged since he assumed office, that of the mining communities. He, you know, the MEC is of a firm believer that these mining houses, which they themselves are making use of the road network of our province, they have equal portion to share, and also rehabilitating, you know, the roads that they also form a part of in sharing. And such a project is then unfolding in Tabachweu tomorrow, where some of the engagements the MEC held are now yielding fruits in that local municipality in Tabachweu. But also we touched on, obviously, last week the MEC was in KwaZulu-Natal, among the many other MECs that were there, and as well as the minister. And they touched on issues of, you know, the, you know, construction summit. And yeah, as you can tell, the what emanated from that is obviously the concept of how to deal with construction mafias and just the disruption that happens within constructions. And it's very interesting and great takeaways from that interview. 6:30.